Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Ron.
Joe, how are you this morning? This beautiful Thursday morning. It's baseball season.
Suddenly, I'm actually livid, Ron. Disproportionately livid. I'll be the first to admit that. But I keep horses reads on my phone in my Gmail. And now for the first time since I bought this new phone, I can't open my Gmail, Ron.
And well, you're going to have to adjust and get over it. That's all. You can't let something get you down like this on such a big day. It's a big, big, big day.
Now, why would every other app on here open except my Gmail? I can't figure that out. Every other thing.
So, text, so much
Twitter.
So much for my advice on not letting you get it down, huh?
Not so far. I don't know. Why do we get so angry at electronic devices, Ron? It's not their fault, or is it their fault? You've been angry at a computer or two, haven't you?
Well, that's because I'm pathetic when it comes to it. That's my problem. I'm awful, so I don't know, Joe. We just got to fight through this day and get ready to watch some ball tonight and looking forward to it.
I am excited. I'm very excited to watch baseball tonight, assuming the weather holds up. I understand there's some weather issues for the Nats-Yankees opener.
Wouldn't that be something if after all this time you finally get it back and the game gets rained out? Would that be so 2020?
Man, it sure would. We're sitting here with baseball season opening. We don't know how many playoff teams there will be or where one of the teams is actually going to play. That's a little bit 2022. We're going to have Steve Blass on at 11 o'clock. Who better to talk to on a baseball opening day? But, Ron, you and I are pinned on our one-yard line. We got eight plays to go 99 yards. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number eight, the Toronto Berg Jays are no more. Ron, very short-lived life here in Pittsburgh for the Blue Jays. Pennsylvania Department of Health said not so fast. In fact, it's not going to happen. Your take?
I have no problem with it. I think it's the right call. I said that yesterday that, you know, I guess if there's some sort of real significant economic benefit, maybe you consider it, but I didn't see any such thing. And, you know, Canada doesn't want to allow travel into, you know, Canada from the United States. And why should we want it unnecessarily unless for some absolute reason it's going to be a boon? So I don't agree with everything that's been done in this state, but I happen to agree with that one.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of businesses would have profited, and I don't take that lightly. They would have. But I personally was not really moved by this when they were coming here and not when they're leaving. Of course, they never came, right? So I don't know that anybody is really eager to accept traveling parties from Florida right now, no matter how small. So I don't have a problem with it either. Seven, I already mentioned this. The season's about to start. We don't know how many teams will make the playoffs, Ron. And there's quite a difference between 10 and 16, especially for a team like the Pirates at 16. And that's what they're talking about now. Buster Olney said this is going to get done. Was watching him this morning. At 16, you almost can't help but be in relative contention. That's five wild cards in the National League compared to two. I like it. I think they should do it. You?
Yeah. I think, well, that's what they were going to do. They basically had agreed to it, and then when they couldn't work out the economics of the whole thing, the players basically said, well, we're going to take our ball and go home. We're not going to give that to you. But I think both sides wanted it's going to mean more money coming in, so it makes absolute sense to me. And, I would agree with Olney. It sure sounds like it's going to happen to me.
Six, one thing is certain in Major League Baseball, and that is that Mookie Betts is a very rich man. 12-year, $365 million extension. That'll take him basically the rest of his career. So combine that with the one-year, $27 million contract he's on right now, and he's going to play out, comes to 13 years, $392 million, Ron. And the deal tops the previous extension record of $360 million signed by Mike Trout, and it also includes a $65 million signing bonus, which ain't bad. So basically, it's the second biggest contract in history, and it's the biggest extension in history. He did pretty well for himself. My question for you is, was this a smart move by the Dodgers?
Well, it's a surprising move to me because of the pandemic, and everybody was worried that these free agents weren't going to find anything at the end of the rainbow. Well, he certainly found something at the end of the rainbow. I don't like giving up that many years. I just don't. That's such a long commitment, but they think they're going to get their money's worth out of it. I don't know, Joe. I don't like that long, but I guess I get why they did it. He's a great player. Great player.
He is, and they have the money. It's monopoly money to them, so why not? If you have to overpay in years or cash, why not? They have that luxury. Number five, Ron, this is a beauty. Mr. Big Chest's last retirement went for 4 days. This one, we could argue whether it was one or two, but it was certainly less than 48 hours. So not long after he wrote, basically, I'm done, goodbye, see you later, I've done everything I can do, he puts this on Instagram yesterday. Need an update from the NFL so I can talk to these teams properly. They're waiting on you, NFL. Let's get this thing moving. We've got history to make. He's back, Ron. He's back.
Yeah, I misphrased it to Bouchette yesterday when we were on. I said, do you really think he's done? And, I do think he's done. I still don't think he's going to play anywhere. But what I meant to say was there's no way he is retiring right now. If somebody calls him, he'll be back in a heartbeat. And that's basically what happened. I think he thinks he's getting blackballed, and it's hard to argue against. Now, you can say he deserves everything he gets, that he brought this all on himself, but I can get his frustration because the league is in no hurry to, try to reveal what sort of punishment he might have.
We're matriculating the ball downfield very nicely, Ron, but time is running out. We go to our hurry-up offense. Number four, the NHL's 32nd team, will reveal its new name today. Do you prefer the Seattle Emeralds? Now, your daughter's out there, so she may have voted in this for all I know.
And she's a hockey fan. She loves the hockey team.
So the Emeralds won with Readers out there, but others are the Seattle. No, I'm sorry. The Sockeyes won with Readers. The Seattle Sockeyes. Other names that have been thrown out there are the Emeralds. And this one I don't even know how to pronounce, but it's gotten a lot of traction. Is it the Kraken? The Kraken? It's a fictional fish from a movie, Ron. Which one of those do you like?
Oh, I like that better than what was the first one you said?
The Seattle Sockeyes.
What the hell is that?
It's a fish.
Is that what is it? I'd never heard of a sockeye. Sockeye? What is it again? Sockeye?
Not a sockeye.
I never heard of that. I don't like it.
That would be
like
bad
it.
To be called the Sockeyes.
You know that's what they're going to be called when they stink.
That's very true. That's a great point, is you never want a name that can be easily manipulated against you. So I'm taking it you like the Kraken or the Emeralds.
I do. Emeralds would be great.
Ron, we're in trouble here. Mike Trout's going to play. Was skeptical before. Now he says everything going great.
Well, his wife's pregnant still, right? I think she's – or she had – I don't think she's had the baby yet. That was his big concern. You know, I guess he likes what he's seen in the bubble. Feels safe. They're good for him. I'm glad he's playing. It's always great when the best player in the game plays.
That would have been a shot to the league if he hadn't played, I think. And this is great because he's not a guy who's afraid to speak his mind. Not that he's done it a ton over his career, but he sure has in this issue. And he says everything's going great. Number two, mandatory masks for NFL fans if they're going to have them in stadiums.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet out he feels sorry for the person that has to enforce that at the gate. You know how unruly people can be. I think it's fine. I mean, they're trying to find a way to keep everybody as safe as possible. I think it's great. I don't know that there's going to be any fans to begin with, but I think that it's a great thing.
Who you got tonight, Ron? Number one, Scherzer or Cole?
I'm going to go with Scherzer. I like Scherzer. I think Cole's going to, you know, at least for one outing, you know, not live up to it. And, you know, in New York, how they'll get down on you real quick. He's the real deal, but I'm going to go with Scherzer tonight.
We're going to talk a lot about Major League Baseball opening. In fact, we're going to have the whole noon hour. It's going to be our MLB preview. Steve Blass at 11. It's Cook and Joe.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.